Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's good to be here with you. Joe Carrizo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Carrizo is the president of Search Help. And he has served as one of the company's directors since 2001. And he's been part of the Audit Committee and Compensation Committee before becoming president in 2005. And I'm going to let him tell you what Search Help does. Joe, welcome to the show.
Okay, Jim, thanks very much.
It's good to have you here. Joe, I gave the audience a little bit of a teaser when we came back, before we came back in the previous segment about what you do and all the folks out there that are doing things, they're making it their profession to basically harm children, harm our young people, to influence them in a negative way. And your company is trying to prevent that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Jim, if you really think about it, I mean, the way I look at our company is what we are trying to do here at Search Help is we are helping 20th century parents raise 21st century kids.
That's well said.
I mean, if you think about it, think about when you and I grew up, okay? When we were children, we'd ride in cars with, you know, no seatbelts or
right,
airbags.
Right.
We, you know, we climbed trees. We fell out of them.
We rode our bikes without helmets. My God, what were we thinking?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? We would leave home in the morning. We'd play all day. And just as long as we were back before dark, you know, everything was fine. Nobody had to reach us. Everything
right.
was okay. If we wanted to play, you know, we'd go over to a friend's house, right? And as you said,
right.
you know, we'd get there by riding our bikes. But think about today. These kids, you know, they have PlayStations, Nintendos, Xbox, et cetera.
Cell phones.
Exactly. There's a whole new generation of kids that have been born from the early to mid-90s who they can't even remember life, you know, before the Internet.
Technology is like air to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a tool that helps them do everything, whether it be their homework or their science projects. They buy their music online. They store their photos. They exchange messages with their friends. They spend more time, you know, online than they do watching TV, eating meals, or even acting with the family. And if you think about it, when you and I grew up, what was the big issue back then? The big, you know, boogeyman, if you was sex and violence on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the big fear. But today, the fear is the dark side of the Internet and how dangerous it can be for our children and society. But unfortunately, I hate to say this, but, I mean, we're finding that parents are really in denial about this.
Well, you know, and I said this in the previous segment, Joe, nobody would think about letting a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, you wouldn't drop them off downtown in the bad part of town at midnight and say, good luck, I'll see you in a little while, and drive off and leave them. And so you shouldn't, the same people, that we wouldn't want our children to be around at midnight on the bad side of town at midnight. Those same people are on the Internet all around the world trying to do similar bad things to our children, aren't they?
See, Jim, that is a great point. That's a great point. And I came up with this analogy a while ago because in speaking to parents, I mean, obviously, because we have the ability to see what our children are doing online with our software, some parents will obviously bring up the issue of, well, I feel like I'm spying or I feel like, you know, I'm invading my child's privacy. And I say to them exactly what you just said. I said, you know what? I said, that's really interesting. I said, but let me ask you a question. We all probably remember hearing stories about Times Square in New York City years ago in the you know, 60s and 70s with sex shops and prostitution and everything else. So I say to the parent, I said, would you drive into the city, drop your 12-year-old daughter off, say, okay, honey, go have some fun. I'll be back 5 hours later and come pick you up.
Yeah.
And Jim, the mother looks at me and she says, what are you, crazy?
Right.
And I say, and you know what? That's exactly what happens today when you let your child be unsupervised on the Internet. There are so many issues out there, and yet you have no idea what your child is being exposed to.
Well, and they could type in a simple URL into a browser that would seem innocuous enough. The URL would seem to make sense, and because that URL had been hijacked by pornographers or whatever, it would take that child to somewhere that you don't want them to be.
Jim, you know what? Also, that's exactly what the whole basis, the whole foundation of Search Help is all about. Bill Bosniak, who's a friend of mine for years, we actually grew up in the same neighborhood, he started this company based on the fact of his daughter, who was 10 years old at the time. She was harmlessly on the internet. She was doing some research for a homework report, and she got taken to a website that was so pornographic in nature. Bill's wife called him at work. He said that he literally was like in shock for about 3 days. He did not know how to handle it. And from right there, that's when he said, you know what, we need to create tools to help parents level the playing field and allow them to, you know, to protect their children while on the internet.
How does Search Help work?
What Search Help has done is, as I just said, we've leveled the playing field because we have created tools to help parents actually get engaged with their children. That's the whole key. We've got to be able to promote dialogue between parents and their children because parents have no idea. I mean, do parents really know what their kids do online, who they instant message with? Are they talking to a sex offender as opposed to thinking that they're talking to, you know, some child down the street? Are they looking at pornography? And it's not really just about everything that's on the news today that people show up talking all about sex and stuff. I mean, are they being pressured to have sex, you know, or to drink or to take drugs, or are they being bullied at school? That's another big issue. Are their children depressed? So what Search Help has done is we've created tools to help parents be able to determine all of these things, and we actually
do. So this is not just a porn filter or something like that. This is much more than that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what we like to say. This is not about spying on our kids. This is about actually getting engaged. This is about getting engaged and knowing what our children are all about. Because these children, they're growing up in a very tough world. It's a lot different. I mean, Jim, I don't know about you, but you know, for me, when I was a kid, for me to get in trouble with something to have to do with pornography, that might be me finding a Playboy magazine at the home of the people that I used to watch their young child at night when they would go out to dinner. Okay, that would be trouble. But for these kids today, I mean, they actually almost lead a double life. I mean, we see them in the morning at breakfast. We send them off to school. They play sports. But then we let them be online, and they are exposed to all sorts of danger. So we knew that we had to create some type of tools that had to be easy to use for the typical parent. Because the typical parent...
Hold on, Joe, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Joe and I are going to... I'm going to get Joe to tell us about how this works and what kind of technology it is, how it is applied, and what it would mean to you as the parent of children. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend Joe Carrizo, the president of Search Help. And Joe, give us your website, please.
Jim, our website is www.searchhelp.com. That's SearchHelp.com. There's two H's in there, so it's searchhelp.com.
Joe, the thing that I like about what you guys are doing, more than just being a V-chip type of program, is you're actually showing parents how to get engaged. Because, you know, when I think about all of the child abuse, the abuse that children have had at the hands of all the Catholic priests, for example, and look at that. I mean, none of that. I'm assuming none of that was online. That was all face to face, and I mean the challenge we have these days, online is complicating matters, but it's not just about the online world, is it, Joe?
No, it's not. I mean, it is. You know, whether it be good news or bad news, I mean, the problem now is all over the news. You're watching the Dateline shows, okay? You're seeing the people show up to have, you know, they get caught in a sting operation where they're showing...
Florida has just lost one of their congressmen because he resigned because he IM'd and who knows what else, teenage pages in Congress.
Absolutely. So the press is showing, they keep showing these shows, they keep showing the problem, Jim, but the frustration that we have here at Search Help is that no one is discussing the solution. So what we need to do is, I mean, we thank somebody like yourself that gives us a chance to speak. What we need to do is we need to give parents the ability to be over their child's shoulder without actually being over their child's shoulder.
How does that work?
Well, the way it works is that our software, first of all, number one, it's web-based and as opposed to client-based, meaning once you install our software on your child's computer, you never have to go near that computer again, because it's very interesting how territorial children can be about their computer.
Right.
You know, you buy a little Johnny a 10-year-old computer, and then, you know what, Daddy, don't ever go near it again.
Well, it's like their diary.
Absolutely. So our software gets installed. Then from there, the parent gets to go to our website and log in, put in their username and password, and then from anywhere in the world, Jim, they can have access and see what is going on their child's computer. Whether they just want to see the logs.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, including the websites they visit.
Correct.
IM activity, email, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. It'll show a history of all the different websites they've gone to or have tried to go to, because one of our products called Sentry at Home, it will actually block and filter out all inappropriate websites. You know, if they try to go to Playboy.com, it'll pop up, Sentry at Home denies access. Okay? What happens, though, is obviously parents, you know, they're all over the place. They're at work, they're whatever. They might even be on vacation. A parent will actually receive either an email or a text message right to their cell phone notifying that parent that a violation has occurred. Let's say somebody in a chat session asked your 12-year-old daughter, you know, do you like sex? Well,
or,
that parent would get a text message.
What's your address or how old are you or things like that?
Absolutely.
Could we set it to be something like that?
Absolutely. All of those things are already pre-programmed, and those are considered personal questions. Mm-hmm. Those would create a violation, and that parent would get notified.
Hmm.
Okay, and that allows the parent to be able to be to kind of know what's happening in their child's life without sitting over their shoulder all the time. And it's all, when it comes down to it, Jim, it's all about being a parent. I mean,
what does this cost, Joe?
So we have three products. Our Sentry at Home product that I just mentioned to you is $49.95 for a 1-year license. Our Sentry Remote product, which actually lets you look in real time from anywhere and see your child's screen on your screen from anywhere, mm-hmm. that's $79.95. I mean, think about it. That's minimal amount of money on a daily basis, and there's no price that you'll pay. Think about the mom. Think about the mom or dad who lost her child. To, you know, her child got into an online relationship,
mm-hmm.
met somebody two towns away, got abducted, and then we never heard from her again.
How do you deal with, and I know nothing is too much to pay for the safety of our children, but it does bring up the privacy issues, because, you know, no mother wants to, or father wants to go in and read their child's diary. That was how it was in my day, so to speak. How do we get over the concern about the privacy issue?
Well, the privacy issue is really, you know, kind of what I had talked about before. I say to parents, I ask parents, I say, you know, would you drop your child off, you know, in the Times Square area? And they say, oh, what are you crazy?
Do the children know that they're being monitored?
The parent has the choice of either letting the child know that they're being monitored, or they can actually put it in a stealth form where the child has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The parent has a choice. We recommend that a parent tells their child. They say, listen, honey, you know, son, this is for your protection. There's a lot of bad people out there,
right.
And this is for your protection. So we actually do recommend that parents let their children know that.
Do you have, if something like this happens and it looks like the child has gotten involved in it, do you have help that you can help the parents know how to approach their children with this information?
Yes, we discuss some of that right on our website.
All right.
Give
it to us again, Joe.
One more time. It's www.searchhelp.com.
Searchhelp.com.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe, for being here. We got to wrap it up. Keep up the good work, Joe. Keep us posted on how things are going.
Okay, Jim. I really appreciate you giving us a chance to tell our story.
Joe Carrizo, ladies and gentlemen, with SearchHelp. Put a .com on the end of that. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.